Donald Peterson presents The True Adventures of Junior G-Men.
The Junior G-Men are on the air, speeding to your homes, ready for action.
Stand by, all Junior G-Men, stand by. Stand by for thrilling details of the mail train robbery. Junior G-Men, calling all Junior G-Men. Stand by for report of Junior G-Men Charlie Prentice concerning
the mail train robbery.
Report number 945 is given by Operator Charlie Prentice of Norwood.
Some time ago, my mother decided to take me down to the beach for the day. Well, we left the house early in the morning, loaded down with plenty of lunch, bathing suits, camera, and everything. We got on the train, and as we got in...
Well, we certainly struck a fine day, didn't we, son?
We sure did, Mom. Gee, I sure hope the water isn't too cold.
Cold or warm, it doesn't seem to bother you. You manage to get your share of it when you're down at the beach.
Well, I've got to, Mom. We don't get down very often, and it seems a shame not to stay in the water as long as possible.
I suppose you're right, Charlie. But, well, just don't catch cold.
Well, I won't, Mom. I'll be very careful. Look, I brought my sweater with me. See, I've got...
Look out! Look out, Charlie. You almost dropped that camera.
Yeah, I'll say I did. Boy, that was close.
You must be very careful of it, son. Your father spent too much on it to take the chance of breaking it. In a way, I'm sorry we brought it along. I'll worry about it all day.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. I'll be careful of it. Honest, I will. See, I'll hold it in my hands.
All right, son.
Gee, we were sure lucky to get this double seat on the shady side, weren't we? Look how crowded the train's got since we left Norwood. There's hardly a seat left.
I suppose everyone's gone to the beach. Well, you can't blame them. It's a beautiful day.
Well, I guess we're coming to a station. The train's slowing up.
Oh, what station is it?
Wait till I look out the window.
Now, be careful, son. Don't put your head out too far.
Oh, well, we're just pulling into Bartonsville.
Bartonsville? Well, then we've only got a few more stops to make.
Yep, we're almost there.
Look at all those people getting on.
Well, I guess they'll have to open that rear car.
Well, they should, or there'll be a lot of people standing in the aisles.
I'll stand up if our car gets crowded.
Well, it's not necessary yet, son. These people seem to be finding seats in other cars.
Gee, Bartonville's sure getting to be a busy little town. Listen to that traffic.
It certainly is noisy, all right. And to think this was all farmland a short time ago. But I wonder why we're stopping here so long. All the people seem to be on board. Look out, son, and see if something's wrong, will you?
All right.
Do you see anything?
Just a second.
Well?
Oh, I see.
What is it?
Well, this is a mail train, Mom. The mail car is just ahead of the one we're in. They're unloading the mail onto the station wagon.
Oh, so that's it. Well, I was just wondering.
Boy, look at that car tearing up to the station.
Why, that driver must be mad. Oh, I never thought he'd be able to stop.
Well, I guess they were trying to catch this train. Gee, if it hadn't been for this mail, they would have missed it, too.
That's right. Still, I think it's a little...
Hey, look, Mom. They're not getting on the train.
Well, what difference does it make?
Look, they're going on in the station wagon. All four of them. Holy cats.
What's the matter?
They've got guns.
Guns? But what?
It's a robbery, Mom. A mail robbery. Oh. That's what it is. Oh, but they're going to...
Pick them up now. Come on, everybody. Pick them up.
Listen, Mom. Listen.
Hey, what do you think you're doing here?
Why don't you be asking questions? Just get your hands in the air and shut up. And that goes for every one of the train. Keep quiet, nothing happens. Do any shouting, you get blood, understand?
Why, you can't get away with this.
This ain't a toy I'm holding, it's a Tommy gun. When it gets started, it does plenty of damage. Okay, boy, get going. Pick up those mail bags and pile them in the car. And don't be wasting any time. Come on.
Okay, boss. Come on, fellas. Let's get going.
Hey, you fellas better lay off this stuff. You're fooling around with the government.
Listen, you know, I told you to shut up. I'm going to give you one more chance. If I hear another peep on you, I'm going to fill you full of lead. Come on, you fellas. Hurry up with those bags. We ain't got all day.
We're trying to hurry, boss, but these bags are pretty heavy. And...
Oh, come on. And quit the stall.
Okay, boss. Don't get started. There's only one more.
Well, get it. That's it. Come on, now. Get it into the car.
Okay, boss.
Got the motor on?
Sure thing.
Okay. Now, listen, you people. Get this. Don't try to start anything until we turn around the bend of the road. Or we'll turn these Tommy guns on you. You got it?
Yeah. We got it, all right. And the G-Man will get you.
Yeah, that's what you big wise guy. Well, so long, everybody. Hey.
Well, there was plenty of excitement, all right. People yelling and shouting and everything. Someone sent for the police, and when they got there...
Well, I never seen anything like it, that's all I know.
Quiet, everybody. Now, we want all the information we can get. You people can give it to us if you'll just try to remember everything that's happened and answer questions. Is that clear? All right. Now, we'll start from the beginning. You were standing right near the station wagon, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right, sir.
Good. Then you ought to be able to give a fairly good description of the robbers. How about it?
One of them had red hair and
go on.
He was about he's about my height, about 5'10". He wore a dark brown suit. He had a green shirt and a brown tie on.
Is that all you can remember?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
Would you recognize this fellow if you ever saw him again?
Why, I think so.
Oh, you think so. Well, did this fellow seem to be the boss of the outfit? I mean to say, was he the one who gave the orders?
Well, no, sir. The one who gave the orders was dark.
He was not. He was light. What? Light as I know.
Well, we're certainly getting nowhere in a hurry. Can't anybody give me some information? Well, that's swell. And then you people wonder why the police don't solve these things right off the bat.
Well, I guess...
Here a robbery occurs right under your noses, and there is no one of you that can remember what these crooks looked like.
Well, I told you...
You told me nothing that wouldn't fit 1,000 men. What I want is unusual facts. Facts that would help to identify these crooks. We've got to have something to work on. Come on now, think hard. Wasn't there anything that...
Officer.
Yes, ma'am?
I think perhaps my son might be able to help you. He wanted to tell you right away, but, well, I asked him not to. You see, I didn't want him to get mixed up in this if I could help him.
But it's his duty, madam.
Of course it is, Mom. Besides, I'm a junior G-man.
I know, son, I know. And I suppose it wouldn't be right to withhold any information that might lead to the capture of those men.
That's the spirit, lady.
All right. Charlie, go ahead and tell the detective what you told me.
Okay, Mom. Well, officer, you don't have to worry about descriptions of these men. And when you catch them, you won't have to worry about alibis either.
What do you mean?
I've got all the evidence you'll need right here.
Why, what's this?
A camera, a moving picture camera. I took pictures of the whole robbery as it was happening.
Well, I'll be... Hey, you're all right, son. Listen, you people. Did you hear that? Did you hear what this boy told me? Well, there's a lad with a head on his shoulders. What's your name, son?
Charlie Prentice, sir.
Well, Charlie, your mother should be proud of you.
Well, I think I am.
By the way, didn't I hear you say that you're a junior G-man?
Well, that's right, sir.
Well, if the rest of your organization are as bright as you, these crooks better get out of the country as fast as they can. Imagine that. We've actually got a moving picture of the robbery. Say, this case is going to be a cinch. Just let me have that film.
Well, the case didn't prove to be such a cinch after all. You see, the newspapers printed the story about the pictures, and the criminals must have decided to hide out for a while. Well, they were ex-convicts with long records, but they just couldn't be located. Well, I didn't hear anything more about it until last week when the detective came over from Bartonsville to see me. Mom and Dad were out and...
Well, Charlie, I suppose you're anxious to know why I'm here, aren't you?
Well, yes, sir, I am.
Well, I came over to let you know that you'll be called to court to testify against those mail robbers.
Well, then you've got them?
Yeah, we've got them all right.
Gee, that's great. Well, how did it happen?
Well, Charlie, it was like this. Detectives Garrity, Beck, and I were sitting in the squad room a couple of nights ago when all of a sudden... Here, I'll take it.
Okay.
Hello, police headquarters.
Hello. You looking for the gang that held up the mail train at the Bartonsville station a couple of weeks ago?
Are we? Say, who is this?
Never mind that. Just a guy who was double-crossed, that's all. What's more, this mob is trying to frame me right now, and I'm innocent. An ex-convict going straight.
I see.
Now, don't try to check up on me, and I'll give you all the dope you need. Is that bad?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. They're hiding out over in Cortland. 99 Willow Road, apartment 6. Go over there, knock on the door, and when somebody asks who it is, say, Nicky. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And if you're thinking of checking this call, save your time. I'm speaking from a dial pay station, and I can't be traced.
Hello? Hello? We hung up. Come on, boys, grab your hats. We're going places.
Okay, boss, we got our hats with us right now.
Apartment 6 ought to be on the next floor.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then, I'll get set.
Okay.
Be easy, easy now. Come on. That's 6 right at the head of the stairs.
Yeah, I think.
Got your guns ready?
All ready. All ready.
Okay, now, but don't shoot unless it's absolutely necessary. Go ahead, Beck. Knock on the door. Now, wait.
Who's there?
Nicky.
Okay, just a minute.
Put him up, Walker. We've got you.
Hey, what's the idea?
Put him up, I said. That goes for you other guys, too. Go on, reach.
Hey, wait a minute. I can explain everything.
No, you can't. You can't explain yourselves out of those pictures the junior G-man Charlie Prentice took of you while you were robbing the mail. This is the one time when you can't explain anything. Let's get going. That's how we caught him, Charlie, just like that. And we can thank you for everything. If it weren't for those pictures, well, there's a chance they could talk their way out.
Gee, I sure am glad you caught them.
Yeah, so am I, Charlie, so am I. Oh, by the way, I'll be seeing you in court.
Well, I guess that's about all there is to tell. So I'll just say so long.
By all junior G-men, stand by for thrilling details concerning the next broadcast. Calling all junior G-men to proceed at once to points of duty. Calling junior G-men Jolly Wright to report to Director Donald Peterson at the next meeting on this station to give detailed report concerning...
the airplane's forced landing.